For some cultures, carnations symbolize death and mourning. These women in Turkey's southern coastal city of Antalya have been working long hours to send these flowers to the UK in time for Queen Elizabeth's funeral next week. Selçuk Çelebi has been exporting flowers to the UK and the Netherlands for nearly 30 years. He says extra orders began pouring in immediately after the Queen's death was announced earlier this month.
Between September 9 and 12, our orders more than tripled when compared to the same period last year.
Carnations are usually cultivated after October in Antalya. But to keep up with the higher demand, local growers have had to bring in stock from a different region to be cut and packaged here.
We had to increase our weekly production capacity. With extra hours of work, our employees have been extremely busy over the last few days.
Flower growers who are in short supply anticipate the demand during the mourning period will last until the end of the month.
The number of women working in this flower depot to cut carnations has more than doubled in preparation for Queen Elizabeth's funeral on Monday. Turkey is not a big player in international flower market, but flower companies here in Antalya have made efforts to increase production, and that's likely to help workers like these.
Many of these workers have had to put in overtime, but they do not complain.
I learned about the Queen's death from the news. My heartfelt condolences. The other day, Mrs. Engineer told us that our last orders were for her funeral.
The flowers are usually sent to the UK by land, which could take nearly 4 days. But more than 1.5 million carnations are expected to be sent by air from Antalya by the end of the month.
It's emotional but also happy to think that these carnations we cut with our hands here will be sent to the funeral of someone like the Queen of England.
These carnations will be used to pay tribute, not only by British well-wishers, but also by these Turkish workers, to the UK's longest reigning monarch and a towering presence on the world stage for 70 years. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Antalya.